This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Paul Joseph Watson had a great video that actually is right along the lines of things that I've been saying recently, which is, why does the left have to censor conservative viewpoints? Now, it's irrefutable that the left is censoring conservatives. This is happening across Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. And it's just blatant. It's not even, it's just, they're just wiping out anybody who has a conservative viewpoint. They don't even pretend that this is some kind of violation of the community standards or anything. They just say, well, I mean, they just ban you. They don't even tell you why, but it's obvious that it's only happening to conservatives. This is across the board right now. But as Paul Joseph Watson explains, and I've also been explaining, the reason they have to do this is because liberals can't win arguments. They don't have logic on their side. They don't have reason. They don't even have the facts on their side. I mean, these people fabricated the whole Russia collusion hoax. They fabricate everything, all the fake hate that they invoke against Trump or against conservative people. It's all fake. It's all theater. And they can't substantiate any of it. And that's why they can't win arguments. If the facts are all on the table, the liberals lose. There isn't a liberal in the world that can win a debate with, let's say, Ben Shapiro. Or against Paul Joseph Watson, for that matter. And that's why they have to silence people. Because if conservatives are allowed a voice, if there is a public dialogue, a debate, then the left loses. And this is what they've come to discover. And it has brought out their inner totalitarians. And that's kind of a beautiful, tragic thing, is that finally the truth about leftists is coming out. Finally, for all the world to see, we are realizing more and more across the board that left-wing people are totalitarians. They're all screaming totalitarians on the inside, and that little monster is now coming out, and it's being demonstrated through the censorship that we're seeing now at YouTube and Facebook and Google and so on. That inner totalitarian just can't be contained any longer. They can't stand a conservative having any voice at all. They can't stand there being a public debate of any kind on any topic that matters, especially not gun control. And in fact, it was this Parkland school shooting in Florida that really accelerated the censorship efforts of left-wing tech companies. They could not stand for people to dare question the veracity of the students. And they couldn't stand for anyone to say, well, maybe these kids who survived a shooting, maybe that doesn't qualify them as policy geniuses for the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights for that matter. Maybe we should listen to the adults about, you know, liberties and not just children who are traumatized and being exploited by the media, almost like puppets, or the media is the puppeteers, parading these children around as, you know, the convenient victims, and then they say, well, you can't criticize these students because they were traumatized. And that's the left's way of shutting down every argument that they can't win. That's all they do, is they shut down every argument. And they use a number of different strategies and contortions, let's say, to achieve that. One of them is what I just mentioned, that, well, you can't argue with students, they were shot at. Well, wait a second. Let's break that down for a second. That makes no logical sense. Sure, you can argue with people who were shot at. It doesn't, just because they survived a shooting doesn't give them immunity against logic and reason, does it? Does it give them some kind of divine claim to be correct? I mean, if you're walking down a street and there's some mugger that's 20 feet away, let's say, and pulls out a gun, takes a shot at you and misses, does your IQ just leap by 100 points? Are you suddenly brilliant? Are you suddenly correct about everything you say? Of course not. And the same holds true whether you're 65 years old or 16. Just being young and shot at does not make you a genius. But you see, the left cannot tolerate anyone even pointing that out. And that's why they censor everything. That's why YouTube has become a radical left-wing totalitarian censorship regime. And that's why I'm launching my new website, real.video. Yep, it's an alternative to YouTube. It's a free speech location for everyone who's been censored by YouTube or Facebook or Google. It's called real.video. And you can go there, you can request an invitation. If you don't see it, check back in a day or two because it's coming. And the video site will be launching this year, in 2018. I don't want to give you exactly what date it's going to be launching because we don't know yet. I don't want to give you false hope, but it's launching. We're working on it. It's under development right now. And actually, it has been for several months. It's coming. Real.video. But you see, once Real.video launches, you can rest assured that every left-wing media site or social media site, search engine, everything, will ban all search results from Real.video. Google will ban it, you know, criminally. They will violate the civil rights of everyone on that platform. But they will do it because they can get away with it, for now, anyway. Twitter will probably ban it. Facebook will ban all posts from Real.video and so on. For Real.video to succeed, you're going to have to support it. You're going to have to upload content to it, which I know I've already received many, many calls and tweets and texts and so on from people that are saying, we're going to upload all our videos to your site, real.video. They're going to move everything over. But we need you to also then promote it and support it and make this the First Amendment protected place online for where conservatives can speak. Now, by the way, it's not a place for where radical left-wing totalitarians can speak. We're not allowing that. We are actually banning those individuals from the site because they already have a platform. It's called YouTube. They already have a place. They don't need some other place to speak. They can express themselves on YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. No matter what they say, they're protected. Even if they call for people to be killed or death threats against the president, they're still protected. So Real.video is for everyone who's been censored, which is mostly conservatives and libertarians and independent media journalists. That's who it's for. And that's how we're going to shape it to be that way, so that it's a place where you can find truth and transparency and real independent journalism. And it's a place where you're going to be able to express yourself. You're not going to be censored for telling the truth about a false flag or a crisis actors or a hoax or fake news or anything like that. You're not going to be censored for that. You're not going to be censored for dropping F-bombs or using profanity. We're going to protect your right to speak your mind as long as you are pro-liberty. That's what the site's all about. And of course, the liberals will attack it. They'll demean it, you know, slander, anything they can do. They'll spread lies about it. They'll claim, I guess, it was built by the Russians. So everything. You notice how everything the left disagrees with is condemned of being run by the Russians? It's like they can't win any arguments, so they censor everything. And then if that doesn't work, they just say, oh, it's the Russians, you know? And that's why you should never elect them to office. They should never have power over you because they will use that power to destroy dissent. They will use that power to wield it like a weapon against you, against your liberty and freedom. The left is dangerous, and that's why we need this free speech platform like Real.video, because we have to be able to counter the left with logic and reason and evidence and real news and real facts, and that's what the site is all about. You know, it's time for this to happen. I predicted it, actually, I think over a year ago in a podcast. I said there's going to be a fracturing of the internet. There's going to be the liberal, libtard, leftist side of the internet, which will be nothing but an echo chamber for cognitively impaired, totalitarian, you know, left-wing, I don't know what's the right term to use, mentally lobotomized leftists, okay? That's going to be YouTube, that's going to be Google and Facebook and Twitter. And then there are going to be alternative destinations online where people who are intelligent, aware, informed, compassionate, people who love liberty, people who can think for themselves, people who have brains that still function, can go and upload content and view content and react to content. And that place is going to be places like Reel.video, and it's places like Gab.ai, for example, and many other places like that. There will be alternatives to Twitter, alternatives to Facebook, alternatives to every major site. You know, like DuckDuckGo.com is an alternative to Google right now. You know, we've got Censored.news as an alternative to Google News. We also run kind of an independent media search engine called GoodGopher.com, but it's very small, you know, compared to Google. It doesn't search the whole internet. But you're going to see this fracturing. I mean, it's already begun, and the left has really accelerated it by banning conservative voices just blatantly. And by the way, Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit asks, where are the Republicans? Where are the lawmakers here? Why isn't the Department of Justice sending letters to YouTube and Facebook demanding that they stop violating the civil rights of conservative citizens? Why isn't the DOJ involved? Why aren't we arresting the executives of YouTube and Google and Facebook? They should be arrested. This is a mass criminal violation of the civil rights of American citizens. It's deliberate. It is criminal. It is evil. It's unethical. And it needs to be stopped. I think that the DOJ needs to march in there and arrest these people and force them to stop violating the civil rights of conservative people all across the internet. Because don't you have a right to express yourself without being censored by the dominant monopolies, the content gatekeepers of the internet? Don't you have a right? Yeah. Well, according to the left, you only have a right if you're a leftist. They don't believe that conservative speakers have any rights at all. They don't believe that conservatives have the right to speak. They don't believe that conservatives have the right even, well, really to exist when it comes down to it. That's how evil they are. That's why they have to be stopped. That's why they have to be defeated. So keep all this in mind as we approach the midterm elections. I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, of course, watch for the launch of Reel.video. I'm going to ask for your support. I'm going to ask for your participation. I need you to upload your content, and we'll syndicate it for you. I mean, I don't have to beg anybody to do that. Everybody's scrambling for a place like this where they can upload their content and not be censored. So we're actually going to be probably slammed. We're probably going to have more than we can handle. We'll have to sort of limit the new signups or something. But I'd like you to help us make that site a success, even knowing it's going to be banned by Google. It's going to be banned by Facebook, you know. We're not even probably going to put Facebook share buttons on it because it's going to get banned by Facebook right away. The second thing is I want to ask you, when you go to the voting booths this fall and you're voting in the midterm elections, I want you to look at that voting sheet and I want you to vote against every Democrat on it. This is an extraordinary action for any of us to take because normally I would say, you know, we need to individually assess the people involved. But what we've learned over the last 2 years is that Democrats run as a mob. Democrats, when they gain office, they're almost incapable of thinking for themselves. Where Republicans, they don't have a mob mentality, and that's why there's a lot of infighting among Republicans. That's why there were, 13 who ran for president in the 2016 elections, because there's so many different Republicans who have different ideas, and they fight with each other, because they don't bow down and kiss the boots of anyone. Whereas the Democrats, they all bow down and just lick the boots of Hillary Clinton, and they all said, oh, yeah, we'll just elect Hillary queen, you know, we'll crown her queen. And they didn't even really speak out against the Bernie Sanders, the rigging against Bernie Sanders in the primaries. Even Bernie Sanders himself didn't speak out against it. Why? Because Democrats are obedient order takers. They do what they're told. They follow orders. They don't question authority. And that's why they're dangerous. And that's why you got to prevent Democrats from gaining power. Because even if you elect an individual, once they gain power, they behave like a mob. You send a Democrat to Washington, and they are captured by the liberal mob, and they are turned into a voting block that is mindless, that is ordered how to vote, and they will use that voting bloc to destroy your freedom. They will overrun your country. They will steal your liberty. They will take away from you everything that you value, your freedom of speech, your Second Amendment right to defend yourself will be taken away. Everything that you value will be stripped from you, because that is what Democrats do. So check out real.video. Also, my podcasts are at healthrangerreport.com. And, of course, you can read my main websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com as well. We're in this for the fight of our lives. I mean, everything is at stake right now. We all have to stand up and fight against the left-wing tyranny, the censorship, the lunacy that they're trying to shove down your throats now at every opportunity. They want to take away your guns, they want to disarm you, and they want to silence you and take away your right to speak and take away your website, take you out of the search engines. They want to block your ability to share content that you like. This is a totalitarian takeover attempt by the deranged, lunatic, dangerous left. They pulled out all the stops, and they're going for broke, because they know that if conservatives are able to speak, sooner or later, hundreds of top Democrats will be arrested and go to prison. And I will celebrate that day as the greatest day of my life, the day that Hillary Clinton is marched away in handcuffs and put behind bars, and the day that the criminal executives of Facebook and YouTube and Google and even Twitter are arrested and marched with a perp walk in front of the public to scream at them, shame on you for being radical left-wing totalitarian. Shame on you for violating the civil rights of everyday Americans. Shame on you for attempting to ruin and destroy this nation. You deserve life in prison for what you have done. And we, the free people of America, we will not stop until we protect and defend our freedoms against those radical left-wing tyrants who are attempting to destroy our country so that they can gain power over you to destroy your freedoms and liberty at the same time. Everything is at stake. I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to hear more at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.